profile, telling it as it is. Sasun Chalamlap is best known for his accurate flood updates. Not long ago, it wasn't uncommon for Sasun Chalamlap, Secretary General of SUP Nakasatien Foundation, to see people walk away or turn a deaf ear when he raised the issue of environmental conservation. But that has changed. The public is now paying serious attention to everything he says. Sasun became a celebrity of sorts after he produced his video clips early this month, well before floodwaters swamped Ayutthaya, and posted them on social network sites like YouTube and Facebook. Frustrated by the government's often erroneous flood data and false alarms, people in Bangkok and its vicinity turned to non-conventional experts like Sasun for updates on the flood situation. The other academic who gets equivalent public recognition is Associate Professor Seri Supparatit, an energy expert at Rangsit University. A geology graduate, Sasun is a green warrior working on a conservation project in the Western Forest Complex covering Uthai Thani, Kanchanaburi, Nakhon Sawan, Kampang Phet, Kanchanaburi, Suphanburi, and Tak. The government has totally failed to communicate with the public, he said, of the floods ravaging the country. The public cannot understand what the government is talking about. Sasun started producing his own video clips early this month after he found news reports and the government's flood updates inaccurate and, at times, confusing. I just want to make informative video clips that would help people understand the flood situation without panicking them. People need this information, it is crucial, which the government has failed to provide. He said the public cannot get balanced and accurate reports and that state data was too positive, designed more to keep the public calm rather than prepare them for the eventuality. Most of the information released by the government is sourced from the Department of Irrigation, where those in a position to make decisions do not know much about the flood situation nor the geography of low-lying areas of Ayutthaya and Bangkok and their vicinities. That's why accurate analysis of the situation is not possible, said Sasun, a native of Ayutthaya whose home in Pranakonsi, Ayutthaya, has been underwater since early this month. Many Facebook users gave him a thumbs up for his flood updates. Listen to this guy. He has more understanding of the situation than the government and Bangkok Governor M.R. Sukumban Paribatra, read one comment. Another reads, "Stop listening to the government and try out this video clip." On his Facebook page, people have showered praises and thanked him for his daily updates. "Your flood updates made me decide to fly back to Bangkok to take care of my family and home in Klong Samwa District. Thank you," wrote one user. His clips on YouTube on October 11th were viewed 164,349 times and his October 17th update 45,855 times, while his most recent update on October 19th was shared and tweeted vigorously among Bangkok residents anxious to learn about the latest situation. Sasun and Associate Professor Seri are now familiar faces on local television giving flood updates. Sasun has 4,999 friends on Facebook, most looking for his flood updates. It is not the first time that Sasun has produced video clips and posted them on YouTube. As Secretary General of the SUP Nakasatien Foundation, he has been active at social networking, uploading clips of the foundation's forest conservation work on YouTube, but unlike his flood updates, those clips had received lukewarm response. One clip was viewed only 692 times. Another, on the situation in Tungyai Naresawan Wildlife Sanctuary, a World Heritage Site and prime conservation area in the Western Forest Complex, was viewed only 3 times. The 43-year-old conservationist is self-taught in floodwater management. Since the onset of flooding, he has been glued to the Department of Irrigation's website, which offers a real-time read of the water level in inundated areas. He constantly checks and verifies information with friends, experts, and staff at the department. Although Sasin has often cited deforestation as a major cause of floods, he said the crisis was part of a natural flood cycle that occurs every few decades. But people forget the geography of Ayutthaya and Bangkok. They just moved in and built houses and industrial estates and paid no heed to nature. Ayutthaya, Bangkok, and their vicinities indeed constitute one of the largest floodplains in the world. Fed by 3 rivers, the area is a rice bowl thanks to rich silt from upstream and seasonal flooding spawned by a network of tributaries. In short, the area naturally is supposed to get flooded, not stay dry. If we do not understand the geography, we will keep inviting people to flood-prone Ayutthaya. The government and those involved in development do not understand the geography and nature of this area and underestimate the natural cycle, he said. While refusing to point the finger at any particular agencies, Sasin, however, noted that the Department of Irrigation owed the public an explanation why it kept water in dams upstream for too long. This crisis, he said, reflects the chronic problem in the way state agencies handle water management. Apart from technical shortcomings, it is a crisis of faith. When the flood crisis is over, he will return to his quote-unquote home, a cabin in Tungyai Naresawan Sanctuary, where the foundation has worked hand-in-hand with local communities fighting poaching and deforestation. But before that happens, it is likely that we will be seeing his face on television or on the social network pages for a while, as floodwaters continue posing increasing threats to Bangkok's inner areas. Another crisis in the making. Is there any word of wisdom from the digital Noah when he will suggest to us to build a boat? Do not panic, said Stoic Sasin, urging people to maintain a sense of normalcy. Naturally, floods will come and we will get wet, and then the water will recede. Then we, Bangkok and Ayutthaya residents, will restore the country together. Floods will bring alluvial silt that will enrich the soil and replenish the underground water. There is always a good side and a bad side to every story.